So, what's filling your mind? What's occupying your emotion? I'm willing to guess 70% of your emotion is occupied from feelings generated from past experiences. How can the Lord get there? There's already feeling there. How can he get into the mind? There's so many opinions there. So we need to be willing to be emptied out. I talked with one trainee at her request who passed through quite a painful experience. And one of the things I indicated to her, she not only needs to forgive and to be healed, but to be emptied out. Let the feeling go. Let it go. Don't let it build up and build up in you. Let it go. Some of us need a real thorough emptying out of our being so there's room. You may be open in your intention, but there's not that much room. All our inward parts, our mind, emotion, will, heart, and spirit must be empty and available to be filled with the Word of Christ. The Word of Christ should be given a free course to operate in us and to minister the riches of Christ into our being. Amen. We need to allow the Word of Christ to move, act, and have its being in us, letting our whole being be permeated and saturated with the Word of Christ. Amen. It is crucial for us to let the Word of Christ enter into us, dwell in us, prevail in us, and replace our concepts, opinions, and philosophies. Let's read E together as our prayer. Lord, I offer my whole being to you and to your word. I give you access to every part of my inner being. Lord, make my inner being a home for yourself and your word. If Christ is to have the preeminence in our tripartite being, we need to allow his word to enter into every part of our being. And his word has a home in us.